So how many roses do you need to order to make this garland? And also, do you work with the Jockey's Bouquets?
Yes, we do. There is other parts of this project with the Garland of Roses, the Jockey's Bouquet, and also with the Winter Circle out at Churchill Downs. We adorn the Winter Circle and the wee hours of the morning, of Derby morning. We're out there in the dark, designing beautiful, beautiful urns of red roses for the Winter Circle.
How many roses would you say you go through this weekend?
Close to 7,500.
How do you manage all those thorns?
I've gotten used to it. Have truly gotten used to it. It's amazing how some of the thorns ends up in your shoes. But we might have a few battle scars from thorn on our hands, but it's all worth it. It's all truly worth it.
In your 20-plus years of making this garland, has the process changed at all, or are there new technologies that you're using that allow you to maybe work faster or more efficiently?
Yes, Chad. Through the years, we try to critique, you know, just what with any project you try to critique it. And when we first started making the Garland of Roses, we were actually stitching through the rose. And that was bringing much harm to the rose, causing a lot of breakage. But we still sewed them on with needle and thread, but we're actually inserting in between the fabrics of the backing. And I might want to say the backing of the garland is a souvenir backing for the owner of the winning thoroughbred. And then beside the two pieces of fabric of the backing are water valves with preservative water already secured in place for each individual rose. And so there's a designated spot to rose into the water valve, even though we can't see where the water valve is, but we can feel it. And then once we insert the rose into the water valve, we stitch around the stem to secure it in.
How heavy is that garland once you finish it?
It only weighs approximately 40 to 42 pounds. It can't be too heavy because it's a foreign object to the thoroughbred once they drape it over the horse. Some of the horses have received it well, and some do not. So it can't be too heavy for us to drape it across the winning thoroughbred. But it only weighs approximately 40 to 42 pounds.
What do most people not know about this Garland of Roses?
Well, there's a little bit of trivia regarding the Garland of Roses itself. Mm-hmm. In the midsection of the garland is a crown of roses. And within that crown of roses, depending on how many thoroughbreds are actually racing in the actual Derby, that's how many roses are in that crown.
Mm-hmm.
So for that reason, the number of roses kind of changes each year. So if there's actually 20 horses racing that's supposed to be racing, and if one is scratched, we pull out a rose.
Do you get to attend the Derby because you put so much work into the garland?
As a matter of fact, Chad, the Rose Garland team, when we present the Garland of Roses to Churchill Downs on Derby Day, we stay out at Churchill Downs for several hours with it on display, answering questions for the spectators. And then Churchill Downs is very, very appreciative to allow us to stay and to watch the races.
Will you, I have to ask this because it will be Derby Day, will you have a mint julep on Derby Day?
I doubt it. I doubt that I have a mint julep because I'm still working. But we will be allowed to get in a bed or two. And this year, I think I'm betting on Chrome.
Chrome. Okay, it's an early call. It's an early call. Carol Belzler is the manager of the Floral Design Center at the Kroger, located at 3616 Butchel Bypass in Louisville, Kentucky. And she's been working on these garlands of roses for more than 20 years. Carol, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Chad. You have a great one.